有一个故事说，有个人在他离世之后，他到主耶稣那里去。
The story that goes, a man died and he went to Jesus.
他跟主耶稣在一起，看着那个美丽的天空啊。
And with Jesus, he saw the beautiful skies.
主耶稣问他说：“我创造的美不美啊？”
And Jesus asked him, is it wonderful what I have created?
就在这个时候，这个天空一幕一幕的，好像电影一般，把这个人他生前点点滴滴好像放电影一样的放出来。
And in the skies, it's like a slideshow. It shows all of his past experience, his past life.
当他看到其中有一幕就是在沙滩上行走的时候。
In one of the screen, it was while he was walking on the beach.
他看到主耶稣跟他并肩的行走。
And he saw Jesus was walking with him.
所以沙滩上留下了两对的脚印。
So on the beach, there are two footprints.
他跟主耶稣说：“主啊，谢谢你在一生当中陪伴着我。”
And he said to Jesus, Lord, thank you for accompanying me all through my life.
如同你所应许的，永远不离开我。
Just as you promised, you will never leave me alone.
看着看着，来到了一段很崎岖、很坎坷、很泥泞的地方。
And as it was, they were working, and they were walking in this difficult terrain.
脚印剩下一对。
And the footprints, there was only one footprint left.
这个人，他愁容满面，看着主说：“主啊，你不是说不离开我吗？”
And this person was very upset, and he said to Jesus, "Lord, didn't you say you never leave me?"
这个时候是我人生当中最艰难、最困苦的时候，你却离我而去啊。
This time was my most difficult time in my entire life, and yet in this time you left me.
主耶稣笑着回答说：“傻孩子啊。”你看清楚啊。
Jesus was smiling and said to him, "My child, take a close look."
那个脚印是我的。
That footprint was mine.
是我抱着你度过这一段路程。
I carried you go through all this tribulation.
我们来看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章第一节到第八节。
Luke 18:1-8. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable that showed them that they should always pray and not give up. 2. He said, In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about man. 3. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with plea, Grant me justice against my adversary. 4. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, Even though I don't fear God or care about men, 5. Yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. 6. And the Lord said, Listen to what the unjust judge says. 7. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? 8. I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
主耶稣在这里所设的这个比喻，目的啊，主耶稣自己说过。
The purpose of setting this parable was said by Jesus.
在第一节说啊，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
It said in verse 1 that He wanted all people to always pray and not give up.
所以主耶稣才设了这个比喻。
So Jesus said this parable.
比喻当中讲到有个寡妇，她向一个官来申冤。
In this parable, is described as a widow, who keep pleading with this judge.
那个官他不怕神，也不尊重人。
This judge does not fear God, and he, did not care about men.
但却受不了这个寡妇天天来缠磨他。
But yet he can't stand this widow always coming and bothering him.
于是就给他伸冤了。
So he gave her justice.
主耶稣借着这个比喻啊，来勉励说，要我们不要灰心，常常祷告。
Jesus, through this parable, want to encourage us not to give up and always pray.
当然，这个比喻不是叫我们说就好像一个小孩子跟父母亲吵着要玩具、吵着要糖一样，无理取闹。
Of course, this parable didn't want us to be like a little children just nagging our parents for candy.
只要向神敢要敢求，无论你要的合不合理、对不对啊，神都会给你成全，不是这个意思。
And we didn't care about whether or not our request is reasonable. We just want it to be done.
因为这里讲到乞求人是个寡妇啊。
Here it mentioned that the one who's pleading is a widow.
她并不是一个强权。的人，他是一个没有人保护的一个寡妇，容易被欺负的人。
She's not an unreasonable person, but rather she was a widow, one that was meek and unprotected.
所以他之所以向这个官来求伸冤，想必有他很正当的理由。
She went to this judge for justice.And of course, she must have a very good reason for that.
除了讲到说不要灰心，来向神祷告，主耶稣还提醒一点。
Aside from not giving up and always pray, Jesus also pointed out one thing.
就是最后一节第八节说，当人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德的吗？
It was in verse 8 where.Jesus, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
当主耶稣来，我们的信心是不是还坚持着？
When Jesus comes, will we keep firm in our faith?
这个是这个比喻，主耶稣讲这个比喻的重点。
And this is the main point of this parable.
主耶稣要我们持续的用信心来向他祈求，不要灰心。
Jesus want us to keep praying with faith.And not giving up.
信心的祷告大有功效。
Prayer with faith is very effective.
使徒行传有人说它是个圣灵行传。
Some people say Acts is a book of Holy Spirit.
那但是当小弟在读的时候，我认为使徒行传同时也是一个祷告的行传。
But while I was reading it, in my personal opinion, I also think.It is a book of prayer.
祷告跟圣灵往往是不分开的。
Prayer cannot be taken apart from Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传里头，使徒们用祷告来迎接圣灵的降临。
In the book of Acts, the disciples they pray to receive the Holy Spirit.
用祷告来领受圣灵的赏赐。
And with prayer.They receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
用祷告来选出适合的人选替补使徒的遗缺。
And with Holy Spirit, they chose the leaders that will do works in the church.
用祷告用要前往祷告当中行出神迹治好的瘸腿的人。
And with prayer, they heal the paralyzed and perform many miracles.
用祷告让圣灵充满，放胆讲说神的道。
And with prayer, they were full with Holy Spirit and speaks the words of God.
用祷告来替被抓被逼迫的使徒们来解围啊。
And they pray for those that were held in captive and for disciples that were in prison.
用祷告 来选出七个执事，建立教会的行政体系。
And with prayer, they select seven deacons to run the church.
用祷告求神来带领传福音的路线。
And through prayer, also, they ask God to guide the preaching of the gospel.
用祷告来领受福音要传给外邦人的意象。
And with prayer, they also decide to spread the gospel to the Gentile.
现在我们看到祷告的重要性。
So we see all the importance of prayer.
祷告就如同呼吸一样，针对基督徒来说。
Prayer for Christian is like breathing.
一个基督徒如果不祷告，就不能称作是基督徒。
A Christian cannot be called a Christian if he or she did not pray.
祷告有如此大的功效。
Prayer have such a powerful effects.
祷告也有如此大的意义啊。
Prayer also have a great meaning.
让我们感谢颂赞神。
It allows us to thank and praise God.
让我们与神来灵交。
And for us to interact with God.
让我们得到神的帮助。
For us to ask for God's help.
也是我们向神认罪悔改的方法。
And also, it is a way for us to repent.
在圣经里头，凡是神所用的人，都注重祷告。
And all through the Bible, all the people that were chosen to work for God, they all are very, very fervent in prayer.
比如说合神心意的大卫。
For example, King David.
在他所写的诗篇里头，经常谈到他对神的祷告。
And in the Psalms that he wrote, he always mentioned his prayer to God.
当他犯了罪之后，他向神祷告。
When he sins against God, he prayed.
他求神，不要收取他的圣灵。
And he asked God not to take back his spirit.
他献上他忧伤的灵，忧伤痛苦的心，求神不轻看。
And with humble heart and with grief, he plead to God that please don't despise me.
当他遇到仇敌的时候，
when he was in face with the enemy,
他也向神祷告。
He also prayed to God.
他说他呼求的日子，他的仇敌都要转身退后。
He said that with his prayer, all his enemies will turn their back.
我们想想看，如果大卫他不祷告，
and let us think if David didn't pray,
神怎么赦免他的罪呢？
How would God how would God forgive his sins?
大卫如果不祷告，
if David didn't pray,
不要说他的仇敌啊转身逃跑，我看转身逃跑的是他自己啊。
It wouldn't be the enemy who will turn back and run, but it would be David.
先知耶利米也有属灵祷告的经验。
A prophet Jeremiah does also have a very good example in prayer.
在耶利米书32章那边记载耶利米的祷告。
In Jeremiah chapter 32, it recorded the prayer of Jeremiah.
他一祷告，26节说，神的话就临到耶利米。
When he prayed in verse 26, it said the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah.
耶利米若不祷告，他怎么能够领受神的话语呢？
If Jeremiah didn't pray, how could the word of God came to him?
今天我们所有的学员们，我们难道不像大卫，不像耶利米一样，需要神的赦罪，需要神的带领，需要神的帮助吗？
And all of us here, didn't we just like David and Jeremiah, we need God's help, we need God's forgiveness.
我们需要借由祷告，求神来赦免我们因为无知而犯的罪啊。
And we need through prayer, we need to ask God to forgive us of all the sins that we have committed.
我们需要神来帮助我们，让我们在仇敌的面前不至于转身逃跑，而是仇敌转身逃跑。
And we need prayer so that in the face of our enemies, it is not us that will turn back and run, but it was the enemy.
我们更需要借着祷告 啊，求神将他的启示，求神将他的智慧啊，来加添给我们。
And through prayer also, we will ask God to reveal His wisdom and bestow it upon us.
来帮助我们来学习他的话语。
And to help us to learn His words.
我们更需要在我们人生当中啊，有神的带领跟辅助。
And in our life, it is also important to have God's guide and help.
这都是我们需要祷告的原因。
And this is all the reasons why we should pray.
我们不要啊，把我们来这边的学习啊，当作是啊，在外面的一场演讲会、讲习会如此的简单而已。
And we should not treat our NYTS as just as other seminars outside is so simple.
因为你们所学的啊，是在属灵里头与魔鬼征战啊的这个兵器。
Because what you learn today are the weapons that you would use in a spiritual warfare against Satan.
在属灵里头是一场征战。
And in spiritual world, this is a war.
所以，我们的仇敌魔鬼撒旦一定会百般的阻挡。
And we will face a lot of obstacles from Satan, our enemy.
啊，所以无论是我相信在我们啊美国的 NYTS 啊，还有小弟以前啊所参与过在台湾的啊这些学生灵恩会或者是啊神训班，都有相同的征战。
And no matter it was NYTS in US or in Taiwan or the theological schools, I believe it is all have a spiritual warfare.
啊，神会让我们学员去体验到那个属灵征战的有这种啊。灵里面灵界的这个体验。
And God will give us experience on this spiritual fight.
啊，小弟记得当我啊还在慕道的那一年，啊，我参加的台湾总会所办的啊这个学生大专的学生灵恩会。
And I remember while I was truth seeking in Taiwan, I attend this spiritual convocations.
我记得刚开始，大家也是啊，这个很高兴啊，聊天呐，这个联谊呀。
And I still remember that during the first few days, all of us were still very joyous and we were chatting with each other.
就好像在学校上课没有什么两样。
Just as what we did at school, there's no different.
下课时间呐，也是啊。迟到的、早退的、聊天的、只要迟到，总敲了好几次啊，才很不甘愿的进来，进到会堂里面。
And some of the symptoms were the same. Some people were late, and where somebody ring the bell, we were reluctant to go to the class, and somebody have to ring the bell several times to remind us.
那晚上啊，也都不想睡觉啊。一堆人呐，啊，躲到这个教会的顶楼去的，啊，躲到地下室啊，躲到这个门旁门后面呐，啊，聊天呐，啊，不睡觉啊。
And we did not like to go to sleep early either, and we would go in groups and chat and go everywhere in the church.
因为很高兴啊。
Because we're happy to see each other.
啊，很多人是一年才能够碰一次，见一次面的。
And a lot of us there, we can only meet one another once a year.
啊，去年参加到今年之间啊，你遇到什么事情了？
And we try to catch up with each other. What happened to you during this past year?
那听说还有所谓的这个姐妹漂亮姐妹的排行榜，还有什么英俊弟兄的排行榜哦？
这个选美。
And is sort of like a beauty contest for the sisters or as well as the brothers.
所以真的也一点也没有所谓的学生灵恩会的味道哦，没有那种灵恩会的味道了。
So there was no spiritual convocation kind of feeling at all.
因为我是第一次参加啊，我也没有什么感觉。我觉得说跟外面一样嘛，很好玩。
And since I was a first-time attendee, I didn't feel any different. I said, well, this was fun. It's just like any some other event outside.
之前啊，鼓励我去参加学生联恩会的人，啊，这个记得我们啊社青班的这个班负责还说啊，哦，那个地方啊，学习真理啊，很严肃啊，祷告了很久，我觉得你都没有嘛。
And the person who told me to go to this spiritual convocation, he actually told me, you know, this is a very serious event and you will pray for long hours. And I thought to myself, well, this is not the case.
我看到班务人员也满脸的无奈，因为没有办法，大家都那么大了，也不能骂，也不能打。
And I saw all the coordinators or the holy workers, they are kind of run out of ideas. Since we all grown up, it's really hard to organize.
当我看到这些辅导老师，这些班务人员都在为，都只有用祷告来求神来帮助来改变。But
I saw that all these coordinators, these workers and the teachers, they all use prayed, they all use prayer to change the situation.
突然之间有一天晚上，我发现这个。 解灭这个部分，下完课竟然没有人要离开，全部迫切的在那边祷告，我还以为发生什么事情了。And
suddenly this one night, all the sisters they stayed in the chapel and keep praying, and I thought to myself, well, what happened?
没有多久，弟兄这边也很多人一起祷告了。And
after a while, all the brother sides they all stayed and prayed too.
后来我才知道。 原来有人看异象。
And finally, I learned that somebody saw a vision.
看到在走道当中有这个人，但是他没有头，在那边走动，然后凡是摸到的人，那个人就打瞌睡。
And somebody saw that there's this headless person wandering around, and whenever that person lay a hand on somebody, and that person will go to sleep.
不是只有一个人看到。And
that vision did not reveal to only one person.
好几个人看到。There's quite
a few people saw the same vision.
那再来，很多人晚上被鬼压了。And
a lot of people saw ghosts.
我听过，在神学院，我们学长曾经讲过他们被鬼压的经验。
I heard that some of my seniors they have this experience with the evil spirit.
他们谈到说他们这个神学生也有实习，他们一起到教会去支援教会的布道会。
Some theological students they went to this church to help out the spiritual convocation.
那晚上要睡觉的时候
，in the evening when they're about to go to sleep.
有一个张传道，他个儿比较小。
There was a pastor Chang. He was a kind of a small guy.
他的同学有一个翁传道是比较胖的。And
he has a taller companion, is Pastor Wong.
祷告完之后就睡了，那翁传道还有其他人都已经睡了，这个张传道是比较后面才进来的。And
all after prayer, they all went to sleep, and Pastor Chang came in the room later, much later.
他没有多久，他就听到这个翁传道给叫醒了。And
after a while, he wake Pastor Wong up.
因为这个翁传道正被鬼压，很痛苦。Because
he saw Pastor Wong was fighting with the evil spirit, he seems pretty hurt.
那张传道，他就帮他赶鬼，把他叫醒。And
Pastor Chang cast away the evil spirit and he woke him up.
那翁传道就问他说，你怎么知道我被鬼压呢？And
Pastor Wong asked him, how did you know I was fighting with the evil spirit?
他说我, 一进门来，我就看到两个鬼在那边讲对话。
Because as soon as I stepped in the door, I saw two evil spirits talking to each other.
啊，一个鬼跟另外那个鬼说，要先压谁啊？压哪一个？
And one spirit talked to the other. Which one should we fight first?
那另外那个鬼回答他说，先压那个胖子。
And the other one say, let's go with the big guy first.
话一讲完了。那个翁传道就很痛苦。
And after he said this, Pastor Wong starts screaming and seems to be in pain.
所以神啊，让这些神学生啊，有这些灵界的体验，就是要训练他，让他们知道，无论是布道会，无论是神学的学习啊，都是在跟魔鬼在征战。
So God had allowed this to happen so the theological students they can realize that this is indeed a spiritual war.
所以小弟讲这个这个体验这个见证不是要来吓大家的要到时候不敢洗澡这样就不好
tell you this experience not to frighten you so you won't be fearful
但要我们知道我们的学习是在跟属灵属空中属灵气的魔鬼在征战
But I want you to know that our learning here is essential for you to fight the spiritual warfare.
所以我们要战战兢兢，要警醒的来学习啊。
So we have to be alert and we have to be serious in our learning.
尤其啊，我们更要记着祷告，向神来求能力。
And most important of all, we have to keep praying and ask God for strength.
圣经啊，是一本启示的书。
And, but the Bible is a book of revelation.
如果不是神的灵来帮助，如果不是神让我们知道，你怎么去解啊？解不开啊！就像那些没有神带领的神学博士，解到后来没有神了。
And if it was not for God's inspiration and He let us know, we wouldn't have know all these things.
圣灵是真理的保惠师，会带领我们进入一切的真理当中。
And the Holy Spirit is the counselor of the truth, and He will lead us to the truth.
怎么求圣灵帮助？怎么求圣灵充满？祷告。
And how can we ask the Holy Spirit to help us? How can we be full with Holy Spirit? It is through prayer.
有些弟兄姐妹很羡慕说有人能够做比较长时间的祷告，而且很喜欢这样的祷告。
And some brothers and sisters, they can pray for a long time, and they seem to very like to pray.
而我是跪不到五分钟就一直想要这个心就不定想要去喝水，想要去上厕所，然后想东想西的怎么样能够让我安静下来祷告
？And some others seem cannot focus on their prayer. Every 5 minutes, they want to get a drink or go to the restroom.So how can we be focused in our prayer?
那为什么他们喜欢经常祷告
？And why would these people like to pray?
因为他们体会到祷告的甜美。
Because they have tasted the sweetness of prayer.
体会到跟神灵交的那种快乐。
And they have experienced the joy of communicating with God.
唯有你体会到的人。你才能够知道那是何等的甘美。
And only those that have this kind of experience can know how sweet this is.
你会忘记时间。
You will forget about time.
你会充满着快乐。
You will fill with joy.
希望我们能够借由祷告来体验，来祈求。
So I hope through prayer, we can have this kind of experience and have ask God for help.
更能够明白我们能够借着祷告求神加添我们的不足，求神来洁净我们的心灵。
Moreover, we ask God to clean our hearts and to add our strength.
求神来帮助我们在祷告上的功夫。
May we ask God to help us to pray.
在这边学生灵恩会除了真理的学习之外在我 NYTS 除了真理的学习之外也是 祷告啊训练的最好的一个机会。
And in MYSTS, aside of learning the truth, this is a very good way of training your prayer.
所以啊，我们彼此的勉励啊，能够在这两个礼拜当中啊，让我们都能够建立起对祷告啊的这个啊正确的态度。
So let us encourage one another, and hopefully in these two weeks of time, we can have the right attitude in prayer.
明白祷告的重要。
And we learn the importance of prayer.
好，让我们的啊这一次的啊 NYTS 的学习啊啊能够啊更得神的帮助。
And may our learning in NYTS will have the help from God, guidance from God.
我发觉可能我们出的 homework 太少，或者是太简单哈，大家都不用祷告就可以写了哦。
Maybe the homework that we gave out is too easy. Because everybody seems to not having trouble with it without prayer.
我更盼望说我们在写作业之前祷告求神来带领。
I hope that before we do our homeworks, please pray and help for and ask for God's guidance.